The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Disgusting Universe, Music Review, Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
It's on fire out there anyway. The earth is on fire.
Everything's on fire.
Everything's on fire, and that's okay. Because I guess that's what happens every summer. It's my song about it.
It does seem like that happens every summer. I was just saying to myself like 2 weeks ago, well, at least we don't have like ash falling from the sky on us this summer. We have some troubles this summer, sure. You know, there's some things that are less than ideal about this summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll acknowledge that.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take a break from my normal positivity to acknowledge that maybe some things aren't just going totally swell this summer here in Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
But at least I was telling myself we don't have ash falling from the sky. You know,
I think I do remember you saying that.
Sure as shit. 10 days later, a week later, it's like the apocalypse out there again.
Yeah,
just up. No ash falling. So fires are too far away. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you're right. There's no actual ash, but the wind speeds.
But the sun's red.
Which
is always a good mood.
Skies filled with smoke from the south.
The capital city is orange.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just literally, like the sky is the air is orange.
Yeah.
It looks like there's a filter.
Yeah,
there's
it's
a
crazy.
Number 6 orange filter on the fucking lens of the world.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
If you made a science fiction film with those effects, you would be like, those effects look cheap and overwrought.
Yeah. What Instagram filter is that? That's a stupid orange one.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'm searching something really quick because I reminded me my parents went on a trip to Idaho recently when I stayed at their house. You know, they went to a little village where there was a Washington about the Great Fire. Did I say there was a Washington?
You were just talking word salad.
Okay.
But they went on a little trip to a little rural.
I'm trying to read this. There was a place in Idaho, a town in Idaho, where they went
little
to. Little village place where there was a museum about the Great Fire of 1910.
Okay.
Also known as the Great Burn or Big Blow Up or Big Burn or whatever. And it was a wildfire in the western United States that burned 3 million acres in North Idaho, eastern Washington, and southeast British Columbia in the summer of 1910.
Wow.
And it burned 3 million acres in 2 days.
Wow. Yeah, so, it's just something that happens in the West. I mean, I was a kid when Yellowstone burned. And the sky was red for a month.
You know,
it was crazy.
Damn.
But Yellowstone came back better than ever.
Right. You know? Well, that's the whole thing with the fires. You know, they really replenish the earth in a big way. But
I mean, that's how the forest cleans itself out. It always has been.
Right.
And when you don't manage a forest, you get forest fires.
Right.
You know, and if you want to avoid that, then you go in, you actually like do forestry and pull out all the old growth and kind of keep it from being like a fire pit like we have.
Right.
But we haven't done that forever.
No.
And if you notice that always the fires start on public lands because that's who's not doing that forestry. On private lands, you go through and you clear it out. Like my parents bought acreage in the Mark Twain National Forest, and it's all covered with white oak and various
mm-hmm.
trees.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through and had people cut down like the dead and like want, because it gets too crowded together and it gets too much buildup and the whole shit will burn.
Yeah.
Or like a storm will come through and knock down every other one because they're not spaced out in the way that they're supposed to be spaced out. So you have to manage that. Or nature will manage it for you.
Mm. Absolutely.
Know? And so if you don't want huge fires, you have to manage it. And if you don't manage it, you're going to get big fires.
That's the way it goes.
But in 1910, there was no one out there to manage it.
No.
And that was just fucking woods. It was still on the old system.
It was woods, yeah.
Right.
Exactly. I'm trying to find out how fast the winds were, but it doesn't say. Because I think that's how it was able to go so fast. It's like there were crazy winds, like 100-mile-an-hour winds, carrying the flames just like through all the...
And that's the problem now. Is with all the winds.
Yeah.
The winds have just been crazy.
That's what makes it scary, but...
See, I grew up in a place where the wind is... an average day was the worst day of wind that we had this week in the town that I grew up.
Yeah.
Every day the wind was that bad.
Right. In Casper?
Yeah, every day. Came from all directions. The way it was coming the other day, like, which way is the wind blowing? Well, it's just blowing in all the directions. It's really hard. And that's what it was. And a Chinook wind is what it's called.
Okay.
It comes from all directions.
Damn. What?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll hit you here, and then all of a sudden it'll feel like it's hitting over here. Mm-hmm. It just kind of comes down and around. It's just the way that it interacts with the environment and the way it came over the mountain into the valley that Casper laid in. Gave it like a Chinook wind. And, of course, the junior college that I went to was right at the fucking epicenter of that phenomena.
Mm.
Just right there at the last foothill of the mountain.
Yeah.
And it was just like, seriously, it'd lift you off your fucking feet and send you. It was goddamn Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz on that son of a bitch. Fuck.
Man, what's that Patrice O'Neill bit? He's like, white people are always, you know, fighting with God, almost getting blown away by the wind or something. Like, that's the natural disaster that white people contend with.
Yeah.
It's like God trying to blow them off the face of the earth. They're always getting blown away places. Like, there's tornadoes, you know. But Asians, apparently, it's water. Like, they always drown. And no one cares.
What's black people?
Well, his whole point is that black people don't die from natural disasters. He's like, a black person is not going to die from a natural disaster. Let's just be honest. Like, he's like, we don't die from that shit. Asians, they drown.
Yeah.
It's always tsunamis, like, you know.
Earthquakes.
Just millions of them will drown, and no one will care. They'll just, okay. And white people, they're always, you know, God is angry at white people. He's trying to just blow them off the face of the earth. They always might just get blown away.
Yeah. I guess that is the most common, hurricanes and tornadoes.
Yeah.
That's what we deal with the most.
We're like, he's mad. hold on.
Oh, it's fucking awful. The wind is awful, dude.
I don't know. I like it until I don't. It's one of those things.
Yeah. It just gives me the creeps now.
It does.
When it comes back.
It is creepy.
It's, oh.
Because really understanding the force, like, and how strong it can get, and A, it's invisible, and B, completely unpredictable.
Yeah, I mean, it every year it blows, like, trucks off the highway where I live.
Damn.
I mean, semi-trucks
Fuck
just
that.
Like, whoa. And even when you're driving at times and you come up over a ridge or something and the wind hits you right, you can totally, like, it tries to, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Hurricane force.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
I mean, 60, 70-mile-an-hour winds when you get out there towards, like, Medicine Bow and places. It's fucking nuts.
That is nuts.
Yeah, it's maddening. And I go right back to it, like, the other day when it was windy, I just get all like annoyed.
Definitely. It is
just
maddening.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Brings back all the, like, I gotta move away from this town.
Mm.
That's what it makes me think of. That's what I thought of in Casper all the time.
Yeah.
The fucking wind.
Gotta get the fuck out of here.
Everything else, the cold, all the other shit, the heat, all the other crazy things about living there. Like the fact that it was like 90 degrees like 3 days ago and then they had a foot of snow and it's supposed to be 85 in another 3 days.
What?
So, summer's coming back. They just had like a foot of snow. And it happens. I mean, that's the shit that happens in the fucking high country.
Huh.
You have like a late August fucking freak snowstorm and shit dies, you know, or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
People get caught in it. And that's what you hear, like the stories of, oh, and they had to eat people.
Right.
You know, because they were coming over the fucking pass into Oregon or California or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Yeah, like the guidebook said that it wasn't going to fucking snow for, like that for another month. But guess what? Welcome to fucking Wyoming. It's snowing in fucking August September 2nd.
Right.
And it's going to be a foot of snow.
Just randomly.
Yeah. And, like, you're going over a mountain pass. Like, you're stuck there for the rest of this winter. Because, like, up on the mountain, like, that snow's not going to melt before the real snow comes.
Right.
But, like, down where my mom lives, it'll melt. But, like, not up in the high country. And if you're, like, in the Donner Party going through the pass, like, and the snow comes, baby, you better figure out who's the most delicious because you're going to be eating each other pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
God, that's horrible. People used to be so fucking tough, dude.
Yeah. Yep, now we're arguing about...
We hardly eat people on the trail at all anymore.
I don't know. I think we would have to get...
That plane crash people were the last people that got that had got so desperate they had to eat people.
Yeah. I think when you're put in the right situation, you'd be surprised at how fast it occurs to a lot of people. Like, you know, who am I going to have to eat?
Hunger is an insane... people, especially for people that are not used to actual, like, what real hunger is.
Right.
Like, hunger is a huge... makes you crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes you crazy.
Absolutely. And speaking of crazy... and problems this summer. We've got a fun episode for you today. I kind of just put it together a little. I mean, like, right here, I kind of figured out what we should do, I think.
Okay.
But we're doing an episode of our beloved Hit or Shit. And on this episode, I'm thinking that we should talk about the new Tekashi 6ix9ine album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's... interesting.
Because he's pretty bad, but kind of good at least at one point, but mostly terrible.
Was he good at one point?
There's been some songs where I have enjoyed it. Like,
yeah, no, I've purchased actually some songs by him, I think, in the past, you know?
Yeah, it was the early on ones. I forget all of the names because they're all very much like Gooba, Buka, Snoop, and Poop, Poop, D, Poop. And you're just like, oh, it's all just terrible because it is so geared towards kids.
Yeah.
Like, so obviously that... it's really been triggering my, like, uncanny valley reflex of, like, is this real? Where it's, like, lollipops and... but it's, like, a rapper with all these tats who just, like, went to jail and he's, like, dancing around and it's, like, bright colors, rainbow, cartoons, titties, ass shaking. You're just, like, what the fuck, yeah, dude?
It's something new.
What you know, the fuck is this?
It's one of those things that, like, I think that's why I was attracted to it. It's like, oh, I bet you this is the way people felt when they first saw Elvis. Because they didn't get it on any level.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know if, like, the genius of it is yet apparent to me.
I guess so, if that's the case. If it's, like, a genius
if
thing.
If it is, I don't see it yet.
Well, I see some appeal, for sure. Like,
oh, I see it's popular.
Yeah, but I mean, I even get, like, the musical appeal of, like, the vibe, how it makes you feel appeal. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But then I'm like, ooh, but it's not good enough. This isn't, like, it's not a lot there. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
he's
no.
got this angry sort of yelling kind of flow, and he's good at that. He's good at being like...
yeah,
it sounds like an
yeah.
angry Mexican dude. Is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah,
and I'm like, it's good. It's well done. Very angry. Very aggro. He's very aggro for how popular he is. You know what I mean?
Sometimes it's well done. Sometimes it's kind of I don't know.
Well, it's quickly become like a meme of itself.
Yeah,
you know? And
yeah.
now
yeah,
now it's very.
But
much...
now he's out of prison and he's back. And he's on TikTok, and he's making music.
He's back.
And
he is back, and he just released his new album called Tattletales.
Because he turned everybody in.
He did.
That's the rumor, at least, right?
Right, that he snitched on all the Bloods.
Well, it's not really a rumor, because they have him on tape kind of doing it, right?
Right, right. It's what he did. It is actually what he did. Absolutely. And everyone, it's so much what he did, I guess, that apparently everyone was like, oh, he's gonna die, you know. But
he hasn't died yet.
He hasn't died yet. And not only that, he's bigger than ever, and it begs the question, was there just more of a monetary sort of business conclusion that the parties came to rather than like the bloodshed? We want to own him like a slave now and make him dance. And we'll use the whole thing. I don't really know. We'll use the whole thing to our advantage. You know what I mean? As far as like, him talk about it, make it just stir up even more.
Terrifying scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. Stir up more controversy.
Huh.
Like somehow the original gangs, the reason they're not killing him is because they like own a bigger percentage of the brand that is Tekashi 6ix9ine now, maybe through something that happened. I don't know, but or so maybe they got busted.
They just let some of their dudes go to jail, and the other dudes are just like, here's how we figure it out.
Well, yeah, and they're like, go to jail, admit this, so you get a lighter sentence, cooperate, good behavior, all that sort of stuff. There's going to be at least five mil, 10 mil waiting for you when you get back, you know, because we need people to take the fall for this so you'll be compensated, but B, we're going to do this whole business deal because we've got some Jews involved on our side, and we're gonna make this business deal with like the DA and like Facebook and Disney. I don't really actually know any of this. Okay. I'm spinning words together, and it's just kind of what I do.
I like,
sometimes
these are the Crips that are doing
the Bloods.
The
Bloods.
Bloods.
Yeah,
he's a Blood.
He was always associated with the Treyway Bloods, which is like a notoriously violent group of New York Bloods.
Okay.
And that's why I went to jail for the most part, even though he had issues with like being with a 14-year-old girl or something.
He had issues, and
yeah.
I think he still does.
He probably still does. And I don't know. I think I just think it's entertaining, I guess. I mean,
no,
I don't
good.
Particularly
it's good
like
to keep
it.
Keep an eye on things.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the name of the song that we're going to do today, Spenny?
So I was thinking about doing the song Trolls.
Okay.
Trolls with a Z. Is it from...
Because of course.
And also, is it from the movie Trolls?
Oh, God, I hope so.
And it's featuring Nicki Minaj.
It's probably from the movie.
It's probably... But then again, the second weird sexual thing. Why is Nicki... you know what I mean? With the movie, other than that doll. Remember I told you about that doll that came out?
Right.
Okay, but we'll see.
Did you tell me about that doll, or did I tell you about that doll?
No, you might have told... You told me about that doll.
Yeah, and then
who did I tell?
I don't know, everybody.
I told
you
people.
You told a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It's
they
amazing.
They were like, oh.
It's an amazing thing.
Oh, but gosh, that's sad.
What does it mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
Oh, speaking of things that are fun.
Oh.
But not fun.
Oh.
But just hopelessly fucked up in a funny maybe way if you don't have any sort of like empathy left for anything.
Okay.
But Disney on their latest release Mulan.
Oh,
Disney
I already know.
Plus,
yeah.
Which came out. They thanked the fucking security service that runs all of the concentration camps in China. Because they filmed right outside of where all the concentration camps are in China. And so, like, they actually were thanking the ministers that were also in charge of those camps in the credits of Mulan.
Oh, cool. Wait, did you watch it?
No.
Oh.
No. But
you
it's
just heard
all,
about
it's
this.
It's all over Twitter and Facebook.
Wow, that's so cool.
I thought you said you knew that already.
Oh, no. I was thinking of a different thing.
Oh.
Well, just that you have in order to watch it, you have to pay shell out an extra like.
Oh yeah, fuck that! I didn't fucking.
No,
shell out
I didn't fuck.
To watch a live action remake of a cartoon.
Yeah.
Are you fucking drunk?
Yeah, and I already pay whatever the fuck it is a month.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be free in 3 months.
Yeah. I'll wait.
Oh yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna wait.
Is anybody paying for that?
I'm sure they were probably like. This is them, like, throwing their nuts on the table, maybe being like, hey, we're still Disney, you know what I mean? We're still a premium product, you know what I'm saying? You gotta fucking shell out a little more.
Well, I think they're just like, we're gonna put it on the streaming thing, and we may as well try to get some extra money, even if it's, like, one person giving us $30.
Right.
Because they have like a little kid's birthday party or something.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
But
the
like,
only people who are doing
in the mood for like a Chinese,
it's the families. It's whatever the
today.
Families are, you know, like the families. I feel like are the ones shelling out. because the kids, they got the kids hooked and stoked. Oh, it comes out on Thursday, Mom. It comes out
are
on
kids,
Thursday.
Are kids stoked
I don't
for
know.
That?
I don't know. I imagine some Disney. If
oh, it's
doing...
a remake of a movie from the 90s.
Yeah.
Little Timmy.
No,
remember,
but they don't even know.
They don't know.
They don't even know, but they see a karate. And it's
do they see it?
I don't know.
I think it's just parents that are just like, oh, I love Mulan, and they made a new one.
You think it's all
parents?
And
it's for you, yeah. And we're gonna go back
Let's
and we're
watch
gonna relive
it.
My childhood with
I
your
see.
Childhood,
yeah.
And yeah,
that's true.
No, and then there's gonna be Disney freaks that'll pay for it because they're Disney freaks, you know. And there's people like, hey, you want to come over and watch Mulan? Because I'm awesome. I'm going to pay $30 extra
right,
to watch
right,
it and
right,
impress
right.
everybody. There'll be some of that. But most people are just waiting 3 months. I mean, nobody cares.
That's what I mean. I think they're just trying to compensate for the lack of theatrical
releases. But a lot of
releases.
People are boycotting it now.
Right.
Yeah. It's gotten written up on everywhere. Yeah.
That's silly. Yeah.
But it does make you feel like kind of a sucker to have bought Disney Plus and then put it on there, like, you know.
Yeah.
That would be like...
Well, we are suckers. If we have it, we're suckers. And, like, that's what right. it is. Like, I mean,
so,
I am
so pretty
that.
Soon Netflix is going to be like, well, these are the movies that you really want to watch. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch the next season of Tiger King, mm-hmm. like, you're going to have to pay us $15. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some extra premium shit.
They're getting greedy.
Up. Because once they get rid of all the alternatives, it's
right.
it's over.
Yeah,
that's
but
why
this
I
is...
buy DVDs still, baby.
There you go. You're going to be the DVD CD king again, like you were. You know, there's going to be a resurgence.
Yeah.
And all the women will be like,
and I still
can
won't.
I sleep at your place tonight?
Because yeah, I don't loan them out. I don't loan them out, bitch.
I don't loan them out, bitch. Keep them in perfect condition. Yeah, they're all looking good. But yeah, I don't know. The world's weird right now.
Yeah.
And this is who...
And this is the court jester of that weird world.
Yeah. And from what I've heard... Well, I don't know. Let's just fucking listen to this song. But
okay,
I was wondering
cool.
if you wanted to watch the music video.
Oh, I do and I don't.
Same. I'm letting you decide.
Yeah, let's do it. But I don't want to commentate on it. Let's
okay.
Just, like,
let's just
we'll
watch
let
it.
Everybody just listen to the song. And that'll be the focus of what we're talking about. We're not going to rate. We tried to keep it separate.
Right.
Right? Can we do that? I hope.
Well, it looks
know.
Like there's just...
it's
oh,
just
no, here it is.
It's going to be little kid stuff and titties. I don't know.
I don't
if
know.
I can keep
no,
it separate.
Who knows?
All right, so...
Who knows? I mean, we're rating the song, but we're rating the whole thing. So I mean, here we go. You need that? I got it.
Fight me. You don't want no problems at your party, don't invite me. I don't worry about you niggas, please stop talking about me. Always talking about me cause you looking for the clout team. Six Nina, the nine Nina, riding in a two-seater with two Ninas. Baby got that Aquafina, it's cocaine. Smoking on that OG reefer, no TMZ. 4 Giados on a bitch, fuck, make a friend fuck. Told her she could get Chanel and she let my friends fuck. Star shining in the Rolls Royce, it got red guts. Wait, hold up. Nah, I still don't give a fuck. Vroom, vroom, G5, vroom, vroom, we high. You the type of nigga that I never wanna be like. You the type of bitch that will never get a reply. High hater, bye hater, vroom. Yeah, she like I do them right,
dollar, dollar bill, come get her. Even your man know Nicki's do it better. I know you don't like me. You wanna fight me. Always on my page, never double tap like me. Baddies to my left and my right. Never chase a corny nigga, put that on my life. Just spit it in his face, all his cake. He wanted the taste, we sippin' on that ace. Itsy bitsy waist, pretty face. Yeah, eat it, cookie monster. He a slave to this pussy, call me monster. Real wet, I said slurping like it's pasta. They get nervous when it's Nicki on the roster. Somebody usher this nigga into a clinic. My flow still sick, I ain't talking the
wow.
pandemic. I write my own lyrics, a lot
wow.
of these bitches gimmicks.
There was a lot to look at and see. in that.
There
you know?
Was, huh?
But it was traditional. It was a traditional video, I think. Pretty traditional video.
Sure.
There's a lot of ass popping in that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of cash counting.
Cash counting. Ass popping. Grill flaunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I liked it pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, it's kind of a dumb... It's not dumb, even. I don't know. It's like a Nicki Minaj song more than it is. I don't know.
I mean, they split it kind of down the middle, I would say. But yeah.
It's she kind of stole the show, I think.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I mean, I think in more ways than one.
Yeah, but I think that her, like, her,
her raps.
Her rap was way better.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I like the music of it pretty well. Like that keyboard thing was really quite cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't find like Nicki Minaj like super attractive. It's just like so like, it's kind of like another being other than human,
right?
You know?
So, yeah.
It's like not like a human woman. Well, it's like that's a heavy metal magazine drawing brought to life.
Right.
And I'm not quite sure, like, I'm not quite, like, my natural, like, you know, sexual attraction is just, like, kind of unsure if it's a threat.
Yeah.
You know, I would imagine it's like if a deer sees, like, a decoy deer and they're like, okay, it's doing all, it's doing a lot of the deer stuff, you know, and it's actually a pretty good looking deer, you know, look how strong and tall and brave it is,
right.
You know, but something's quite fucking right.
Yeah.
It's the uncanny valley.
Yeah.
You know, like we're robots. We love robots until they get a little bit too human and then we're creeped out by them and then it moves past that point, hopefully, and then we're like fine again because they're like so human that we can't tell.
Can't even tell.
And humans are the same way. Like they're human. It's like the Barbie. You ever seen that girl that did all of the colactic surgery until she turned into
Barbie? She looks like a Barbie. Yeah.
That does the same thing.
Yeah, definitely.
In a certain way, it's like attractive. In a certain way, like I can hold up a Barbie doll and be like, okay, that is like a lot of stuff from an attractive woman, but it's still like a weird doll.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
So
absolutely,
that's where
man.
I'm at on that.
Yeah.
But it's just so, as far as the video go, it's I mean, it was shot well and mixed well and like, but it's just so weird to me now. You know, I mean, like this, like it's so like candy cane and
it's so obviously for kids,
yeah,
or like adult children.
But that's who it's for.
But that's what I'm wondering is just like where, like now the whole kid thing is oh, we're just extending it to 32 now.
Oh, maybe forever.
Maybe forever.
We
and they're all
never,
just
we
kids.
May never have to put on pants. It's for the pajama crew. The folks that, like, put on sweatpants on Friday night and they keep, I mean, they probably work at home. They put this, like, are always, like, wearing, like, their onesies. And, like, they're like kids. They're like
little kids. I think they
live.
Like to dress up like kids.
And they love to have sex.
Like kids.
Not like kids, but they're like big kids. That was like one of their things,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But, like, it goes into the 20s and the 30s and, like, yeah. You know, this is part of it, I think.
Right.
It appeals to that infantilism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's aimed towards actual kids, though. God, I hope not.
Well, I hope not, too. But it's like, now when you say stuff like that, or anything on, like, the puritanical, like, oh, I hope, oh, boy, is this detrimental in any way to anybody, the way that he's talking about moral degradation and getting money and snitching and not
only
caring.
If you do gear it towards kids, which I don't think that this song is geared towards children, just like I don't think like WAP is geared towards kids.
I really hope you're right, Craig.
But unfortunately, like, kids are going to be exposed to it.
That's what I mean.
But it's kids like... were exposed to, like, Eddie Murphy's Raw. Kids were exposed to, you know, all
right.
sorts of
shit. It's going
to
happen, obviously.
Yeah, kids are going to find out about sex because that's how we reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it is some pure... The puritanical stuff is bullshit. And I guess also, like, just the super lewd sexual, like, never growing up infantilism is kind of awful.
Yeah.
Too. It's just all kind of awful. But yeah. That's got a good beat, and I can dance to it.
It does. Like, the music part of it is actually better than you would expect, and that's funny thing about...
I want to hear it again without the video and see what I think.
Yeah.
You know, because I liked it enough that it might become part of the wheelhouse. I mean, it was kind of a funky...
Liked that Gooba song, even though it's, you know, kind of annoying.
When he doesn't get too much that way, and he keeps it low in the mix, and he only comes out with his barky shit like a little bit in it, like he did with this.
Right,
it works for me a lot better.
Okay, I like the barky thing because I'm like, this is a little more like
it gets
edgy.
It's edgier, but it like too much of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Batman. Like, to have a good Batman movie, you can't have very much Batman in it.
Right.
And the same thing with Dracula. Dracula only remains creepy if there's not very much Dracula.
Right.
There needs to be a lot of preamble and other things going on, and then Dracula comes, and it's like, oh, wow.
Right.
And then he has to go away again, you know.
Totally.
But if you just have, like, an hour and a half of Dracula, it stops. It turns into, like, once bitten twice, you know, some sort of comedy.
Yeah.
Because it's ridiculous. A lot of the best heroes and shit are like that. Or the best of anything.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, it makes me think of art and stories and all that stuff.
People love Eddie Van Halen's guitar solos because he really focused them just in one part of the song, and the rest of the time it was just like a real poppy type of deal. He didn't try to like go like Yes or somebody and just put it in through the whole thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He knew. Just a little bit goes a long way.
Absolutely.
A little dab will do you.
Little dab will do you, and a little Takashi 69 will
do you. So what are you going to give it, Spetty? You're not as impressed with it as I am, I don't think.
I don't know. Yeah, I just... I like always with Takashi, there's like musical people involved with his projects who clearly know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And so on that capacity, I hear that, I acknowledge it, and I'm like... You know, there is good musical shit in here, but the whole thing...
Do you think Nicki Minaj is part of the gang? Is she like an enforcer, probably?
She's
keeping an eye on him.
She's a loose associate, but I think she is like a more like a representative of a different group.
Well, you think they brought her in to make sure that he sells a certain number of copies in order to make it all...
Oh, well, sure. They needed her, you know, to be involved.
She's probably doing it for free, too, for somebody else.
That's what I mean. Like, I think she is a representative. Just like Takashi, I think, is, like, really a representative of an organization. So is Nicki, and that represents two, like, companies, basically.
Right.
Coming together and working. And it just means that their camps are, like, allied.
Gotcha.
I don't really know, though. Who the fuck knows?
Paying off his jail debt or whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it a low hit for now.
I might
adjust that in the weeks to come to full hit or even a high orb, but I'm going to give it a low hit from what I heard at one time.
Nice.
Maybe I'm not memorized by big fake boobies. I'm going to take that into account that I might be that, and that might wear off, and I'll feel like a silly, silly person. But, you know, maybe not. Maybe it'll be better.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with just a straight or, I think, on this one for me. I don't know why. That's just what I'm feeling about it.
Really? Just a straight or?
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
Like, I think it's good. Like, all the things that are good about it to me are the things keeping it from being just shit. Rather than, like...
You didn't really have any complaints about it, though. You kind of defended it for me. Weird.
No, I guess my complaints were like, you know, the same complaints as everybody else, where it's just like the lyrics are kind of like just the whole thing. Its strength is that it's annoying, I guess. And like the song's called Trolls. They're trolling people. Like the whole thing is like a troll, you know. Uh-huh. But I'm just like, it doesn't make me mad, you know, necessarily. You know,
just in the middle.
Just kind of in the middle. I just like and all the flashy lights. I'm just like in the big titties and they're bouncing. And I'm like, there they are. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's like this desensitization.
Oh, and are we including the video too?
I mean,
or just the song?
it's hard to separate them now.
Oh, because I was trying to separate them.
Yeah. No, just
if
this.
You include the video with the song, then I go like maybe like a high or just yeah. or.
No, you're right. That I shouldn't necessarily.
I didn't know what
judge
we were doing.
It.
If we're judging it all together. No, I mean, like the video was interesting for like 30 seconds, and then it did the same thing again and again and again mm-hmm. and again. And he's kind of a jackass to like watch very much, and she's kind of a jackass to watch very much too.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess I'm letting the video affect my perception of the song, mm-hmm. you know, and that's really what's dragging a lot of it down. But I just didn't think the bars were that good. But you know what? Maybe it's more of a high or. I'll give it a high or, you know, because there were things I liked about it. I liked how it switched up a lot, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you're including the video, I think the or is a completely fair thing.
Yeah.
If we're not including the video, I mean, I think or you can do whatever you want, you know. But yeah. If we're not including the video, I'm going to give it a low hit.
Mm.
And if we are including the video, I'm going to give it a high or.
Right. Conclusion is the video is just not good. I mean, it's weird because it's like the same feeling I feel about all of this stuff. Like, it's well done. It's well executed. It's good. But I'm like,
the video is set up that if you share 10 seconds of that video, you will get everything that that video does in that 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And in that way, it's brilliant because if it's shared on TikTok, it will have everything that you need to know about that video.
Right.
All of
right.
your visuals and all of the mood and all of it will be there. A big old rainbow candy cane and a hot tub with just rainbows everywhere.
Yeah.
And then Tekashi 6ix9ine counting money and playing with kitty cats.
Yeah.
Big old fake titties and a bunch of asses popping.
Exactly.
That's it. And that was just it again and again and again. And those are all solid gold things except for maybe the kitty cats with... Yeah.
Those were the kitty cats are probably the best part.
But they were.
Yeah.
But he could have not. They should have
he could have
kitty
not
cats.
Been there. Yeah.
They could have just done kitty cats the whole thing,
great.
And I would have been on board. This would be a hit, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, you know, I think like much like the summer, this is a baffling and strange and disturbing episode of Hit or Shit.
And I'm the Pollyanna. I mean, who knew? I'm usually the old crabby one, and I'm the one that likes it a little more.
It's
but
the roles are reversed.
That's how it goes. You just never know.
You never know.
It's a wonderful programming, you fucks.
And that's right.
Tell your friends.
That's right.
This
you heard like, Craig.
This is fucking heartwarming as
this
a motherfucker.
Is fucking heartwarming
how
shit
are
right
you
here.
Able to keep this shit to yourself?
Yeah, I don't
this
know.
It seems like a fucking moral disgrace, doesn't it?
It does.
You can tell your friends. You can get on the internet and write us a review. Or get on the internet and tell your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do all of those things.
Do it in person if you don't want to, like, expose yourself to their disease.
Right.
Just write them an email.
Right.
Just make sure it's really forcefully written.
Real. All caps.
That's it.
Well, you gotta listen to this podcast right now,
you
fucking...
Fuck!
You stupid, belligerent, fucking white guilt motherfucker.
White guilt them.
White guilt
those fuckers.
White guilt them.
They need it.
That works.
Those fuckers need it.
They do.
And then make them...
They should feel
white
guilty.
White guilt them into listening to our show.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they doing? What are you doing?
Well, I don't know. I'm sitting
what
here.
What are we doing? I'm not talking to you.
Oh.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, man. He's on a tirade. This is going to be great.
No,
be great.
No, we're done. We're done.
Oh, he's... Okay.
We're done.
Oh, we're done.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.